All right, listen, here's the deal. We're going to be talking about news anchors and news people in Chicago, local. Reminisce a little bit about it and talk about your favorites and some stories about them. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200 is also the text number. And you can send your texts as we talk about Chicago news people from the past and present. And also you can check it out at facebook.com/Nick D Show. This all came about because Robin Robinson ended her run at Fox. So it was 8 months after she was forced to step down as the main news anchor for WFLD Channel 32. Robin Robinson has ended her 27-year run at the Fox-owned station. 27 years!
That must be as long as they've been doing local news.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I remember her. I just associate her with 32.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, she's the face of Channel 32, in my opinion.
Robinson, who just turned 57, is a Chicago native. She has been at Fox 32 since its news operation launched.
There you go.
August 1987. Her record run paired her with co-anchors Chris Long, Walter Jacobson, Mark Sapelsa, Jeff Goldblatt, Bob Surratt, and Jeff Herndon. Before that, Robinson worked for 3 years at CBS-owned WBBM Channel 2. Do you remember her on Channel 2?
Not even a little.
No, I don't remember her on Channel 2 at all. But she was with 27 years. That's really something, man.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And from the stories I hear, very, very elegantly dressed on top and would always wear jeans or shorts because you can't see anyway.
Well, you know, I was on a Fox show to promote Black and Blue a few years ago. And it was Waddle and I can't remember who was the other host. Lou Pinellas. Yeah, Lou Pinellas. And it was a sports show. And Waddle had a jacket, you know, and a tie and stuff, and he had shorts on and gym shoes.
I guess a lot of them do that because I don't know about anymore with the, you know, new budget crises and such, but back in the heyday in the 90s and such, they had pretty healthy wardrobe, you know, salaries in their contract. And they would get even more because they were only by half.
That's right. You only have to buy half a wardrobe.
Yeah. You don't need the bottoms. I did that all the time when I would fill in. I filled in on Fox and on NBC in the morning show, and I would have the shirt and tie top and shorts on the bottom because I was in the helicopter. It would get hot.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan, you know, this story is reminding me of the story about your nephew that you told me the other morning where it's just he's got the formal wear.
Yes. So at our wedding 2 years ago, you know, they found a little suit for Evan. And Evan was just a couple months old, like 6 months old, 7 months old at our wedding. And so they found a suit, and obviously he's a baby, so suits are a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So we had this really nice family photo of me, my brothers, my parents, and Eileen, and Evan had dropped the pants by that point. So it's like a suit top with a diaper bottom.
Right. Did you wear a diaper in the helicopter, Ted?
No, sometimes I
have to. Okay, yeah, I understand. 312-981-7200 is the phone number and text. Send your texts to us. Let's talk about some of our favorite newscasters. I mentioned earlier when I was doing Crosstalk with Patty the massive crush I had on Linda McLennan in the 80s. Oh, man. I loved Linda McLennan. I remember 1 year we went to Taste of Chicago, and Channel 2 had a broadcast booth there, and they were broadcasting live. And I had a few beers, and I went up to the booth, and I'm like, "Where's Linda McLennan? I wanted to see Linda McLennan now."
You are that guy on the Simpsons St. Patrick's Day episode where Kent Brockman is broadcasting live from the parade, and the drunken guy comes in and says, "Where's that weather girl?"
Yeah.
Some Simpsons writer must have been watching that broadcast.
They must, yeah, yeah. So I'm like, "Hey, where's Linda McLennan?" And they're like, "She's not here, man. Why don't you get out of here?" And she, I think it was she with, was she co-anchored with Lester Holt?
Was it
Lester
2?
Holt? Yeah, it was Channel 2.
Boy, yeah.
I think it was Lester Holt.
Yeah,
I think
I guess
it was
so,
Lester Holt.
Yeah, CBS. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so 312-981-7200. Now, who do you remember, Ted? Did you, when you were growing up, watch a specific? Was your household like a Channel 5 or a Channel 7 household?
When I first remember watching the evening news, specifically the late evening news, the 10 o'clock news, it was always Fahey Flynn and Joel Daly.
Yes, sir.
Oh, fantastic.
Legends.
Love Fahey Flynn.
Let Fahey Flynn with the bow tie.
Oh, just, and you know what? He just had that air of, I trust this man.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite was the epitome, but Fahey Flynn was certainly just, I mean, I trust this man.
Yeah. Fahey Flynn was legend. Him and Joel Daly, they were legendary.
Yes.
That was Channel 7. We used
Yodeler
to watch
Joel
too.
Daly.
Sorry?
Yodeler.
Yeah, Yodeler. Well, yeah, I mean, he's in the country band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Dan? Were you a certain Channel 5, Channel 2 household or Channel 7?
Growing up, it was Channel 5. It was Ron Majors and Carol Marine.
Yeah.
Remember vividly the Jerry Springer controversy. And
When they had him doing commentary?
Right. Yeah. So Carol left, and I remember that vividly. I remember that being like one of those things where it really stuck out. And now, because our schedules are flipped, you know, when I watch news, it is GN morning news.
Yeah.
I mean, they just do such a great job.
Yeah. When Eric was in here earlier, Eric Crowder, the musician, and he was talking about how he watches the WGN morning news every day and just loves it. And they're so good. They're so funny. And it's a very entertaining show. Everybody on it is great. They're able to, you know, give you the news, the serious news and stuff that's really happening in the world, and yet it's still light and funny, and you can tell that they all like each other, and that they, you know, I love that they make fun of each other and all that cool stuff. I think it's a great show.
And I love the rivalry with Channel 7, who is also great, you know,
yeah.
Especially Tracy Butler, who's been a longtime friend of the overnights. So it's just, it's kind of fun that they also have fun with themselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and it's also the text number. Let's talk to Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm all right, sir.
I got two of them for you.
Okay.
Cameron Hall and Robin Mead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Robin Mead.
Robin Mead, man.
Oh, my God. When she wears those go-go boots.
Oh, man.
And then I also said, this was years ago, but Cameron Hall did Pilates on the morning show, and it was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe what's happening.
Yeah,
it's start the morning.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's nice to have some. We can refer to them as news babes.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Those are news babes, no question about it. All right, Jim. Thanks.
See ya.
Okay, Robin Mead, Ted. Huh?
And she had the quintessential '90s short, not quite the Rachel, but a short haircut with the frosted. And oh God, I loved Robin Mead because she was on the show that I was filling in.
Yeah.
You know, so I was she and Art Norman.
Art Norman, yeah.
He was a great guy. He was an absolute great guy. I had to go over to NBC once for some other reason, and he met me in the lobby, and Springer that day had the KKK on.
Oh, God.
He's like, you're a big guy. Let's go beat somebody up.
That's good, man.
He's super nice, just very pleasant guy. Really liked Art Norman.
Yeah, Art Norman, good guy, yeah. 312-981-7200. We're talking about your favorite newscasters from the past and the present and news babes and stuff like that. How about Deborah Norville, man?
She was quite popular.
Oh,
she was
man.
Quite the popular one.
Very, very popular, Deborah Norville. And then now was she still on that Inside Edition show? Is that still on?
Let me see if I can find out what her recent activities are.
She was on Inside. Didn't she do the Today Show for a while, right? She did the Today Show?
Yes, she did.
She was like she was a co-host on the Today Show for a few years, if I remember correctly.
It's Deborah.
Uh-huh.
She is 1995 host of American television program Inside Edition,
and still present.
Yes.
Wow.
That's 19 years on that show.
God, that show's been on since 1995.
Yikes, stripes.
Holy cow, man! Wow. She looks exactly the same as she did when she was on Channel 5.
She does.
She looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. And if you want to text us, that's the same number that you need to use. I got some texts here. 815 area code says, you have to mention Orion. Well, sure, man. Orion Samuelson. I used to watch Top of the Morning right before Ray Rayner.
Absolutely, news babe.
That was my first exposure to Orion Samuelson was watching Top of the Morning.
It truly continues to amaze me at what a complete rock star he is in the agricultural world.
Oh yeah,
I mean, my friend's father is a farmer, and every time I see him, so do you see Orion in the hall? Does he talk to you? And he's just, I mean, he's just amazed that I know Orion in real life.
Oh, he's a legend.
Oh yeah, huge.
As I've mentioned before. I was never intimidated or nervous to meet anybody at this radio station, even though I had listened to this radio station for my whole life when I started to kind of come here and get on Roy's show and stuff like that. But Orion was the only person that I was like, oh, man, that's Orion Samuelson. I remember walking down the hallway at Bradley Place when the radio station used to broadcast from Bradley Place where the TV station is. And I remember seeing Orion walk down the hall. I was walking with Roy. I remember seeing Orion walking down the hall, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's Orion Samuelson walking towards me.
Well, he's a very commanding figure, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just his stature is very...
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, Roy introduced me to him, and Orion was very pleasant and nice and very, as always, been great. And now I get to work with him every morning, which is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
And he opens Fly Jam Fridays.
And he does. That's right. He introduces Fly Jam Fridays every Friday. And then 815 Erico says, and don't forget about Aaron McElroy. I don't think I can, actually. It's very hard to forget about Aaron McElroy.
That's one thing I miss about Steve starting at 5 is the hotness factor update every morning.
Yeah. It's usually a 10.
Yo, I don't think it ever was not a 10. It was 10.
It's always a 10.
Maybe an 11 thrown in there just for good measure.
Yeah. Hi. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.
And we are talking about newscasters from past and present that we used to watch. And I know that some people were, you know, there was a lot of like loyalty with what local newscast you watched. For a while, I remember when I was a kid, for a while we were Channel 7, and then we switched to Channel 2. Yeah, so I don't know I wonder what channels my parents watch now. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some texts too, and if you would like to send a text, it's the same number, 312-981-7200. 847 area code says, I never loved the weather as much as I do since Cheryl Scott arrived at Channel 5. All right. 708 area code, Bill Curtis, Walter Jacobson, Channel 2, period. Yeah. Couple of legends right there. Couple of legends, man. No question. Here's Louie on WGN. Hi, Louie.
How you doing, Nick?
All right, man.
I'll name a couple news cougars. How about Kathy Brock and that girl from GMA? She has cancer now, but she's hot as hell. Amy Robach. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Okay, all right, cool.
Badly.
All right.
I listen to your show every morning on the way to the steel mill, so
okay.
Gotta get my grind going.
All right, cool, man. I'm glad you listened. Thanks.
Okay,
Louie, take care. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, here's the list, and it's alphabetical. Jim Avila. Jackie Bang. Oh, yeah, Jackie Bang. I wonder what she's up to now. Does anybody know what Jackie Bang
she's
is doing?
Channel 9 on the weekends.
Oh, that's right. She's weekends on Channel 9.
And she hopped ship.
Wow.
Did you ever see the video of her and Robert Jordan and the patty cake thing they do in between breaks?
No.
It is awesome. They've got a routine down. I'll see if I can find the video. It's pretty cool.
That they do, and they do it between breaks?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Steve Bartlestein or Bartlestein? Elizabeth Brackett. You guys know who Elizabeth Brackett is?
Boy, I don't recognize that name at all.
Kathy Brock, who we just heard. Cheryl Burton, who we just talked about as well. Oh, here's a classic. John Chancellor.
It's such a classic I don't remember.
You don't remember John Chancellor?
No.
Oh, man.
Channel?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't remember, but I remember. And he went national. Marianne Childers. How about Marianne Childers?
Oh, yeah. I liked Marianne Childers.
Yeah. And let's see. Here we got some texts. The text to 312-981-7200. Manny says, Karen Jordan does a great job. 773 area code says, Rob Johnson is a really good anchor and a really nice guy. He is. He's a very cool guy. I appeared on Channel 2 News with him one time to do like he did. It was like a special segment or something like that with five quick questions. How do you pronounce his last name, Dan? Vince Garicelli. Is that right? Because Vince interviewed me. He came to my house when Charlton Heston died, and had me do a talking head thing in their salute to Charlton Heston, in their obit for Charlton Heston. How about this one, Floyd Calber?
Yeah, he was good. I like Floyd.
Man. Yeah, serious guy too. One of those guys that you trust. You know what I mean?
Yes, he was a journalist.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. My favorite was the late Randy Salerno. Yeah, Randy was a friend of the show.
He passed away in that accident. Yes.
It was a snowmobile accident.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah. The guy who was actually driving the snowmobile, I believe, got convicted. Because he was drunk.
I remember it, yeah.
He was drunk, and it was just such a... I mean, Randy was a great guy. He listened to the show on a regular... He listened to my show on the weekends on a regular basis. He would call in and stuff like that. And he was a great guy. 219 area code says, the best today is Robin Baumgarten. How about that? I love Robin. Ted, you and Robin have a connection, don't you?
Yes. Her mother is an educator, and her mother was the principal at the school at which my mother taught for 10 years or so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
And you guys both end up in traffic.
Yeah, because Robin was a traffic reporter before she became a news anchor.
That's right.
It was just... coincidence.
And I remember they would cut to Robin in the helicopter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I like Robin. She's awesome. She's another. She listens to this show too when she comes in work.
She knows the jokey joke song.
She knows she sang along with the jokey jokey joke song. It's jokey jokey time. All right. What do you guys think? Who are your favorite news anchors? Your favorite news personalities locally? What about now? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200 is the text number. We'll take a quick break for news and then get back to the news anchors discussion right here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock, and we'll hang out on the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show. Send your texts and make your phone calls, 312-981-7200. We're talking about local news anchors from the past and present. And I got to say, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show, and check out the video of Robert Jordan and Jackie Bang's routine that they do before they go on the air. It is one of the that's actually one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. It is so cool. Ted, have you seen this video we're talking about?
I have not, no. I was going there right now.
It's so cool, and it goes on for almost 3 minutes.
They do it's before every show?
I guess, yeah. Is it before every show?
During a break.
During a break.
Oh,
yeah,
why?
So it's pretty funny because you can hear the floor manager say, all right, 2 minutes till we're back, and they'll say in the video, all right, 2 minutes, and they're already 45 seconds in at that point.
It's really crazy. It's really, really crazy. So check it out on our Facebook page. You'll get a kick out of this video. Jackie Bang, Robert Jordan, and what they do during commercial breaks.
I shall look for it.
It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. Let's get back to talking about some of these. Let's see. We got Joel Daly, which we mentioned already.
Yeah. Channel 7, ABC.
Yeah. Brian Davis, who's a sportscaster.
I was my little kid sportscaster, even though he wasn't on ABC, was Johnny Morris.
Oh yeah, sure, Johnny Morris was Channel 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anna DeVlantis, we all know. Mary D from Channel 9. She was awesome. John Drury. Nobody mentioned John Drury.
He's good. Yeah, he was a good guy.
ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice Dubois. Giselle Fernandez. Oh, yeah, Giselle Fernandez.
Forgotten about that name.
Yeah. Fahey Flynn, as mentioned.
Fantastic.
Always with the bow tie. I'm Fahey Flynn. Yep.
There was at the very end, he might crack a smile.
Did he? He used to do like a Walter Jacobson's perspective thing, didn't he? Was like a, didn't Fahey Flynn used to do like a commentary thing?
I don't remember
on the
but
show.
I was like five, so I don't recall if he actually had editorial privilege.
Bill Frink. I remember Bill Frink.
Leibman.
312 area code sends us a text. You can too. 312-981-7200. My aunt's favorite news anchor was Marianne Childress. She reminded me of an elementary school teacher.
I think that's a very fair assessment. Very fair.
Yeah.
Because she seemed pretty, not like, you know, junior high teachers could be a little bit more rough around these. She seemed very pleasant and approachable, very kind. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Keith sends a text that says, John Chancellor was at NBC. Oh, that's right. He was on Channel 5. He was on NBC. That's right. Donna says, Sylvia Perez is wonderful. I wonder what happened to her. Oh. All right. Local news is what we're talking about. Past, present, best, coolest. Tim is on WGN. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good, man.
I listen to you every day. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was an intern at ABC TV, probably, I think it was 1996. And I was assigned to help Bill Campbell on the south side of Chicago at the Bud Billingsley Parade. Now, I'm a white guy.
Yeah.
So I didn't fit in very well. And I had no way of getting home after the parade. But Cheryl Burton was there, and she said, hey, do you need a ride? I said, yeah, I don't know how to get home, and I have no ride. She's like, okay, well, come on in the limo, and I'll be happy to give you a lift to your place. And that was that. So I got to interact with Cheryl Burton in her limo, and it was a great experience. She was very nice. Very attractive woman.
She's a knockout as far as I'm concerned. Cheryl Burton. Oh
even
man.
Even all these years later. She's a
news babe, man. She falls into that news babe category. There's no question about it. Tim, thanks, man. That's a great story, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, what do you do for a living if you were interning at Channel 7?
After that, I actually was an intern at WGN there too. About the same time.
TV TV or radio?
Radio.
Well, did we cross paths?
I don't think so. It was 96. I don't remember ever meeting you.
Yeah, I didn't get my own show until 98. So yeah.
Okay. All so right. I did that. I was actually an intern at Q101 too, when it was Q101.
Sure.
But anyway, I eventually went out to the East Coast. I was out there for about 10 years, and then I got married and we had a kid and moved back to Chicago. I worked at Moody Radio for a while and have since moved out of the broadcasting realm. I kind of miss it. I must admit it was a good time, but people don't realize there's not a whole lot of money in it unless you're the superstar like in the morning shows. So I actually drive a truck now and do better driving.
I bet. Well, it was a good experience for you. Tim, thanks, man, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it, man.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 815 area code wants me to mention Max Armstrong. Well, come on now. Tractor boy. Yeah. You got to love Max.
I'm sure he appreciates that moniker.
Max is awesome.
He is.
He's just awesome.
I loved the stunts he would pull with Johnny. I just adored when he would get under his skin about being from Tennessee.
Yeah. He was always funny as hell. When he would come in, because they would switch off, we do the 4:55-ish
extended
weather and business that Orion does. They would switch off. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be Orion, sometimes it would be Max. And Max was always, Max would always want to screw around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't get to the report right away. Whenever I filled in for Steve and Johnny, whenever I filled in for them, he'd come in and he would be like, how's it going, rascal?
Rascal.
He called me rascal.
Like, absolutely.
How are you, you little rascal?
My favorite thing he did with Steve and Johnny, and they'd do it, once or twice a year. They would be talking about Max as a young farm boy going to these not official state fairs, but like smaller fairs and smaller burbs and circles and things like that. And there was always that tent with the nudie girls. And so he would impersonate the barker, like, hey, young man. want to see something you've never seen before and you'll never see again. And Steve would have this little song that he'd play in the background. It'd be like Tallulah from Mississippi.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Priceless.
That's so funny. Yeah, I miss working with Max. Last time I saw Max was when we were taking promo photos. This is almost a, I mean, it's almost a year since I got this show. So, and we were taking every...
It was like late last summer. Yeah. Like August, late August or September.
I'll tell you, I officially announced it. It was the end of August when I announced that I got this gig and on my show. And I will always associate the day that I was offered this job with a great thing, because it's also the day that The World's End opened. The Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, Edgar Wright, end of the trilogy. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, The World's End. It was the day that that movie opened, and I got the news that I got the job, and I went to go see The World's End. It was a good day, man. It was a good day. That, by the way, World's End is making its round on cables now. Dan, have you watched it at all?
I have not had a chance to yet.
It's on cable all the time, and I watch it every single time it's on.
Duh, what package is it with?
HBO.
It's HBO.
Yeah. It was so good. Those movies are so good. So, yeah, Max. God, I love Max. And you got to love the stash. You know what
oh,
I mean?
It's phenomenal.
Max Armstrong has an impressive mustache.
Pure. It's how neat and trim and perfect.
It's fantastic. Yeah. He's a great man, Max Armstrong.
Also does his taxes on January 1st.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's how he spends New Year's Eve. Yeah, I'm going to do my taxes. Oh, rascal, I'm going to do my taxes. 773 area code says that Mark Giangreco is the king of sports reports. I love Mark Giangreco. Always have, always will. I think he's great. All right, we're talking about local news, people. 312-981-7200. You know what would be really funny? If someone from the local news who's driving in right now would call in.
Driving in their car, beep, beep.
Yeah.
I know there are several.
Well, I know that there are several early morning news people that listen to this show as they go into work. Wouldn't it be funny if maybe one of them called in? All right. Hi, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And you can also send your text to 312-981-7200. We were talking about the fun topic of great news anchors and news people locally here in Chicago, bringing back some great memories and talking about some of the other newscasters and having a good time. And I was talking about how wouldn't it be funny if one of those news people who is driving in for the early morning shift in work would call in? Didn't I say that that would be funny?
Would be funny.
Well, look at this. It's Vince Gerasole. Hey, Vince.
Hey, good morning, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
Hi, everybody.
I'm sorry I murdered your name earlier.
Oh, that's okay. But even my father has trouble with it.
How you been, man?
You know, I have no complaints. Life's good.
Good.
I was just, waiting outside the garage to hook up with my partner, Lou, as we go out on our adventures for Channel 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Watching the rats walk by the trash can outside of where I park. Glamorous world of television news.
Yes. That's great. Well, yeah, so you came up when I was living in Albany Park. You came up and interviewed me when Charlton Heston passed away.
That's right, because, you know, I had just, of course, if you listen to WGN, know your love of film.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if that was a weekend day or not, but I mean, you just came right to mind because you always have such nice perspective. I have to say, all of you on this show, I could not get up at these hours if it weren't for each and every one of you.
Oh, that's really nice.
And I mean, the second I, leave my bedroom, let my wife stay sleeping, I get to the bathroom, I bring my iPhone with me, I put on the WGN radio app, and it is there consistently with me until I walk up to the car, and then I turn the.
That's really cool, Vince. I appreciate that, and thank you for taking up.
Sincerely, it's like waking up with my, like your buddies, and couldn't do these hours without all of you guys.
Oh man, I appreciate that. That's really cool, Vince, and you do a great job, man. And thank you for calling in. That was fun.
Okay, and tell your dad we need more joke and jokes.
Every Monday, Vince. Every Monday.
Okay.
All right, take care. There you go. Bye-bye. From Channel 2, Vince Gerasole has joined us.
That was funny.
Wouldn't it be funny if another news person coming into work
would
call in?
That'd be doubly funny.
Wouldn't that be really funny? 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Here is Sean on WGN. Hi, Sean.
Hi there, Nick.
Hi.
You were talking about commentators when Faye Flynn was on.
Yeah.
That would have been Len O'Connor.
Oh, yeah. And I'm
and
Len O'Connor.
He looked like Mr. Potter.
He was, yeah, Len O'Connor. Oh, I loved that guy. He had such a, you know, he had such a unique delivery. Don't you, do you remember that, Sean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. My dad worked for ABC at that time, so.
Yeah, that's right. Len O'Connor. I totally forgot about Len O'Connor. He was awesome. All right. Sean, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
Have a good one. Here's Jeff on WGN. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Nick. Hi. I wanted to mention Tim Weigel. Oh. I really miss that guy.
Oh,
he
man.
Had those Weigel's wieners.
Yeah, he was great. I love Tim Weigel, man. You know, his son, Rafer, is doing sports now as well.
Yes, yes.
And Jennifer Weigel has actually done a lot of work here on WGN.
Yeah.
So they're doing great. They're doing great work. They're carrying on the tradition of great broadcasting.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, bye now.
Weigel's wieners.
With all those sports coats.
Yeah, Weigel's wieners.
He had some nasty sports coats.
He did, man. He was great. He was, you know, I worked with his son at the Jewels.
Really?
Yeah.
The Rafer, the one who.
Yeah, okay. Rafer. I worked at the Jewels with him. He was in produce. I was in dairy. We were like, so we were working right next to each other because the way the old store used to be set up on Southport, it was the way it was set up was like the dairy was like right by the produce. So okay. Rafer and I would hang out. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, well, I worked with his daughter several occasions, not just here at GN.
You worked with whose daughter?
With the Weigels.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer.
I was going to say. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
She's been around for quite some time.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. She's great too.
She had great hair.
Yeah.
Good hair.
Yes.
Sorry, Kristen Decker.
let's see, 312 area code. How about this one? We've got Ron Majors. You gotta love Ron Majors.
That's how long he's got. What, 25 years?
Oh, easily. His former colleague Carol Marine. Joan Esposito. Ooh. Oh, now there you want to talk about news, babe? Joan Esposito, man. Oh man, Jory Luloff. Do you remember Jory Luloff?
I've never heard that name before.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that name in years. Jory Luloff, outstanding. Bill Curtis, Walter Jacobson, Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, and Brian Williams. Here's a good one. 224 area code, Ted. Mm-hmm. I love this comment. Hugh Hill. He used to frighten me when I was a kid.
Hugh Hill. I remember the name more than anything else.
Yeah, he used to frighten me as a kid. I think that's what Paul Conrad's job is right now. Is to frighten people. Isn't that? Do you know that bit that we do? That bit that we do on Mondays in the first hour of the show when Cochran makes Paul Conrad do something on camera.
Yes,
that is one of the funniest things. One of the funniest things he did. The last time he did it on Monday morning, we made him do the hokey pokey on camera. And I think for people who aren't listening to the show on Monday morning, and when they cut to Paul Conrad and you're watching it, and you see him do just something very weird, I think people are like, "What's wrong with him?" But we put him up to it.
Like he has some sort of nervous tic or something.
Yeah. He swatted a. My favorite one was when he swatted a fly. That was the best one. The imaginary fly. So as soon as they cut to him, Cochran and the gang tell Paul Conrad to do something on camera that's a signal to us. So we watch it on the monitor in the studio, and right after 6 o'clock when they introduce him, we always make him do something, and it's always hilarious. But the swatting of the fly, that I gotta say was my favorite one. Let's see. Brian sends a text. Oh yeah, man. What about John Bulldog Drummond?
That's his old school hardcore, beat walking.
You think of guys like that, you know, John Drummond, mm-hmm. and then Royko. You think of guys like Royko, mm-hmm. like that, and I think our own fantastic Rick Kogan fits into that category
too.
Oh
yeah, too. I would agree.
Like,
but these are guys who have that card that says press in their fedora band.
Yeah. I remember when Kogan was gone for a while here at the radio station, and because he's got a show on now on Sunday nights, and when he started coming back and doing voiceover work and stuff, I saw him in the hallway here, and I'm like, Rick, are you coming back? Are you coming back to the station? He's like, I don't know. I think so. And I said, you going to do Sunday mornings? He goes, I am never doing that. Was a big mistake. Because his show was on at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I can't imagine. I imagine Rick Kogan coming in. That's when he goes to bed. And whenever I would fill in for Dean, we'd come in and do crosstalk at 9 o'clock. And I remember one of the first times we did crosstalk, he goes, wow, it's Nick DiGilio and Rick Kogan on at 9 in the morning. We're not in the drunk tank. All right, we got to take a quick break. News anchors, local news people, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hi, Nick DiGilio here. Yeah, we are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And then I'm honored to be part of the hour one of the Steve Cochran Show, which is coming up. All right, we are still talking about local news people that we remembered watching, that we really liked, and current news people that we think are awesome. It's fun to watch the local newscasts, so that's what we're talking about. 312-981-7200 for both talk and text. And let's go to the phones. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Nick. I've got two great newscasts for you.
Yeah.
One is John Calaway, who used to be on Channel 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Jack Taylor, who used to be on Channel 9 like years ago.
Jack Taylor was awesome, and he was on Channel 9. I love Jack Taylor.
Do you know what happened at Jack Taylor? I know John Calaway passed away, but how is Jack Taylor doing?
I don't know. That's a good question. I remember he had some great hair and glasses.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So I don't know whatever happened to Jack Taylor, but he was great on Channel 9 News. Really, really, really cool. I used to watch him all the time. Dave, thanks a lot, man.
All right, Nick.
Okay, take care. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Local newscasters and stuff. That's what we're talking about. Here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, man.
Good. Couple of things. First of all, Fahey Flynn, you know, originally started out at CBS and radio as a staff announcer.
Oh, okay.
And went to television when they first started doing news back in the 50s. Len O'Connor, by the way, spent his entire career at Channel 5.
Wow.
He was at NBC, and he was just mentioning Jack Taylor. Jack retired, but still does some stuff in the suburban radio.
So oh, good. Good, good, good. It's good to hear. I used to watch Jack Taylor all the time.
You know who used to, you know, he was a maligned newscaster when he was here? Didn't actually get the publicity that he should have gotten, was Lester Holt.
Yeah, Lester Holt was a... We were talking about Lester Holt a little bit earlier because I used to have a massive crush on Linda McLennan.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. I go with you there. There was another one who was a redheaded lady who worked over at Channel 7, and I can't remember her name.
A redhead at Channel 7? What time frame are we talking about, Bill?
She was, oh, God, it had to be the late 70s, in that general time.
Okay.
Terry Murphy.
Terry Murphy.
Terry Murphy.
Yeah.
He was a real turn-on, too. But I like redheads. So
yeah. Well, have you seen Aaron McElroy?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yes, indeed. I totally agree with you. You know what? I got to be honest with you. A current newscaster that I really like in Chicago is Mark Sapelsa on Channel 9 at 9 o'clock.
He's great. He's a friend of the show as well. He listens to the show all the time.
You know, and Channel 9 by far has got to have, I think, the best news shop in the city. They're being very aggressive, and I like the fact that they're expanding news the way they're doing it.
Yeah, they do a great job. Channel 9 does a great job on news, and I think has the best morning show.
I think, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
If they're on for as long as they are, they're definitely doing a good job.
They're doing a great job.
You know who one of the worst news anchors in Chicago was?
Who was that?
A guy by the name of Ron Hunter, who worked at Channel 5.
Oh, yeah, I remember Ron Hunter.
I worked at Channel 5 for a while, and Ron Hunter used to actually walk down the hall and turn around to see if the women were looking at him.
That's a great story. Bill, thanks for the call, sir.
Thanks, Nick.
Have a good day. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The WGN Morning News is just great, you know, and we have a great relationship with them here at the radio station. I love to see that Marcus LeShock has had such success? Because I used to have Marcus on my show when on the weekends a lot when he was just doing CLTV stuff, and he would come in with two mini cameras, and he would videotape our segment and then edit it together, and it would be on CLTV like the next day. And he would always come in. Marcus would always come in and watch the award shows with me on a Sunday night. We would watch the award shows, and then the two of us would recap, you know, the Emmys or the Oscars or the Golden Globes or whatever. That was always a lot of fun. I'm glad to see that he's doing so well on Channel 9. Very, very cool. Here's Phyllis on WGN. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay.
How about Jane Pauley?
Oh yeah, Jane Pauley, mm-hmm. who went on to big success.
Yes, she did, and she used to work with Floyd Kelber. They used to be a team.
That's
together.
Jane Pauley and Floyd Kelber. That's right. Yes. I totally forgot about that.
On Channel 5.
That's right.
And they were good.
Yeah,
they were. I think she was an Indiana girl.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
So I think she was from Indiana, and then she moved up to Chicago, and then, of course, the big time.
Wow.
New York.
Good for mm-hmm. her. Yeah, I always liked Jane Pauley. Always
me
did.
Too.
Okay, Phyllis, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 312-981-7200 for texts and phone calls. And I've got some more texts here to go through. David says, my friend and I were fans of the late Norman Mark. I knew Norman through film critic stuff. I would see him all the time at screenings and stuff like that. Nice guy. Very, very nice gentleman. Kelly says Sylvia Perez's contract was not renewed when they got rid of the 11 a.m. news on Channel 7. Okay. Joe says Gary Park and Jim Ruddle, anchors Sid Garcia, Wendell Smith in sports, Floyd Brown, and Jack Taylor. Floyd Brown. He used to have a radio show right here on this very station on Sunday nights. And then he retired, and I took it over. That was fun. Carl Grayson and Bob Bell. Yeah, come on now. We're talking legends now. And some more texts here. 773, Bob Surratt and Marianne Murciano on Fox Thing in the Morning. Remember how big that was?
That was a show in which I filled in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Filled in for Sheila White.
You
who
did.
Was doing traffic, yep.
Yeah.
I remember watching that before I'd go to school, not to be that young kid, but I remember that's how my day started. I would get dressed, I would get breakfast, and then I'd watch Fox Thing in the Morning until it was time to go to school.
Yeah. They were great. I mean, they're still great. They're on this radio station.
I loved it when they interviewed radio talent in the morning. It was always hilarious. And then they interviewed people in bed, and they had the box of mugs. That was fantastic
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was a great show. And Bob and Marianne, you can hear them every day between noon and 3 right here on this radio station. Michael says, Nick, here's a few from the old days. Jory Luloff, who I just mentioned before. Lee Phillip. Oh, man, Lee Phillip. God, that's so many of these names that we're mentioning I haven't thought of in years and years and years. It's cool to hear about them. Len O'Connor coming back up again. Jack Taylor. Wendell Smith. Oh! And Harry Volkman. You got to love Harry Volkman, man.
Absolutely.
You have. Harry Volkman is awesome.
There were two I would consider grandfathers of the weather guys back then. It was Harry Volkman and John...
on Channel 7.
Was it Coleman?
John Coleman.
Yes.
He was awesome.
Those were the two guys I remember as, these are weather guys.
Yeah. Well, Coleman was wacky.
Yes, he was, very.
He would always mess around with the green screen stuff. I remember he would pull stools out from the middle of the wall. I love John Coleman. He was great, but he was wacky. Harry Volkman came to my elementary school. And then he would wear a boutonniere. You remember he would wear like a boutonniere? He'd go to a school, wear a boutonniere, and then
every day.
And then mention the school on the air. I remember we were so excited when Harry Volkman mentioned our school on the air. We talked about it the next day. All the kids were so excited. Did you hear Harry Volkman mention Hamilton School? let's see. 847 area code says, some of my favorite radio ever was when John Bulldog Drummond would visit with Milt Rosenberg. The stories were amazing. That's classic stuff right there.
It was fantastic.
Amazing stuff.
Yes, it was amazing. You're right.
Absolutely. I mean, you get John Drummond and Milt Rosenberg and just let them talk. That's greatness is what that is. 708 area code says, Paul Harvey. And then 847 area code says, Franklin McCormick always reminded me of Orson Welles.